Thank you for joining us. This is the Lighthouse Show with the Sacred Embers team. Tonight is October 18th, 2019. And this evening, we are going to be talking about the topic All About Laughter. On tonight's panel, joining myself is Shannon Johnson, and I am your host this evening, Tina Godin. Welcome, Shannon.
Thanks, Tina.
How are you?
Excited about
it's been
tonight.
A long week. I am too.
Yeah.
I am too.
It has been
so
a
it's
very
been a busy
long week.
Week.
Yeah.
Really.
That full moon energy is starting to wane down, thank goodness. It was quite intense. And
oh, it sure was. Yeah. It sure was.
Please
tell me the forecast
looks
better.
It does a little bit until Halloween.
That's okay. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. October 31st to November 20th is the next Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. So that's going to be a wild ride. So it's definitely
it sure
a good time
especially.
To have the laughter before we get there.
Yeah. for sure.
Yeah,
so this is great. I know, like, for me, when things get heavy or when, mm-hmm. you know, there's just a lot going on, one of the first things that I do is find a comedy show or something that can uplift my mood, change that vibration. And it's funny that we're talking about this evening because it's always been my go-to since I can remember is either making someone laugh or, you know, watching a comedy show or going to a comedy show. And so this is right up my alley. So I love this topic that you chose here.
Yeah. It's laughter is my... like golden apple. It is the one thing that has kept my insanity somewhat sane.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
And you gotta, you know, life isn't, it's a roller coaster ride, right? And
mm-hmm.
if you can find the laughter and the humor in some situations, it's, you know, there's so many benefits to that. You know, if you can, you know, find that and get into that space, it's definitely, you know, it's just definitely something that is, I guess, life-saving, you know, because you could be in a situation and, you know, if you don't have that mindset of finding the humor in it, it can be
mm-hmm.
consuming too. So it's really important to find the laughter and everything, really, you know, in all the situations that we have here in life. So we were talking before the show had started, and you mentioned you had printed out some information about some of the benefits of laughter. Do you want to share that and see what you got?
Sure. And I know you've got some, too, so.
Yeah.
Look here. I'm going to go with... Where did it go? I'm going to fix my glasses here so I can actually see. but yeah, there's like, there it is. Okay. So like the Mayo Clinic has done a lot of research about laughter and some of the short-term benefits that they've found physically. We'll go there later. We can talk physiologically later. I've been having trouble with my words this afternoon, so excuse me. But the short-term benefits, when you start to laugh, it says that it stimulates many organs. Laughter enhances your intake of oxygen-rich air. It stimulates the heart, lungs, and muscles and increases the endorphins that are released by the brain. It activates and relieves your stress response. It says a rollicking laugh fires up, then cools down your stress response, and it can increase and then decrease your heart rate and your blood pressure. And it and the end result is that it makes you feel very relaxed. The other short-term benefit they found was that it soothes tension. And it said laughter can also stimulate circulation, aid muscle relaxation, both of which can help reduce some of the physical symptoms of stress. And now we know that stress in the body creates the hormone cortisol, which is also known as the death hormone. And this is what high stress levels releases. We release a whole lot of cortisol, and it stresses the heart. It makes it tense down, and it makes it have to work harder. And that's why they often say reducing your stress levels helps to for people to maintain a better blood pressure as well as to avoid heart attacks, because when the heart is held at high stress levels and receiving high amounts of cortisol over a long period of time, it has a higher risk of a major heart attack or a possible stroke. So I love that the Mayo Clinic was able to actually do research about this and find that laughter itself can reduce that cortisol, the stress hormone, and it helps the heart muscle to actually relax with the increase of the blood flow. Amazing. The body, human body, is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Wow, yeah. I got a lot of the same information as well, and the benefits. The same thing. There's just this article here by the author is E.C. Lemo, and there were 7 health benefits of laughter. The first one was that it lowers your blood pressure, and it says people who lower their blood pressure, even those who start at normal levels, will reduce their risk of stroke and heart attack. So grab the Sunday paper, flip to the funny pages, and enjoy your laughter medicine. And the second thing was that it reduces the stress hormone levels, as you mentioned. And by reducing the level of stress hormones, you're simultaneously cutting the anxiety and stress that impacts your body. So additionally, the reduction of stress hormones may result in higher immune system performance. And it says here, just think laughing along as a coworker tells a funny joke can relieve some of the day stress and help you reap the health benefits of laughter. And the third thing it says here, that it works your abs, right? Have you ever experienced that where you are laughing so hard and you just can't stop? It's one of those just, you know, amazing laughs. I mean, it's just so funny. And you really seriously, you feel the cramping in your stomach muscles. I don't know. I'm sure you've experienced that, but it's like those are the best laughs. They really are. And not only for, you know, working your abs, but it's one of those powerful laughs, the whole body laughs, and it's an amazing feeling too, because I know Dave, my partner, I mean, he is a very funny guy, and that's one of the first things that I noticed in my relationship with him, you know, was just how much that man makes me laugh and the funny things. And I mean, I'm lucky because I get to have those work your ab laughs, you know, with him. So it's entirely hysterical, but it feels so great. You know, when you're using your whole body to laugh and you know, you can just feel your vibration lifting. So to be around also, you know, someone, to be around people that make you laugh, it's contagious too. So one person's laughing, you know, you find that you're laughing and everybody else is joining in on the laugh. And so, you know, it's amazing what laughter can do. The fourth thing here, it says that it improves cardiac health. So, again, it's a great cardio workout, right? You burn so many calories as you're laughing. And it gets that heart pumping. And it burns, believe it or not, it says here it gets your heart pumping so much that it burns a similar amount of calories per hour as walking at a slow to moderate pace. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And really interesting. The fifth thing it says, it boosts T cells. And T cells are specialized immune system cells just waiting in your body for activation. So when you laugh, you activate these T cells, and that immediately begin to help you fight off sickness. So it says here, the next time you feel a cold coming on, add chuckling to your illness prevention plan. I found that interesting. I didn't know that at all. You know, it helps you fight off a cold. So it's like, huh.
Yeah.
And then the sixth thing was, as you mentioned too, it triggers the release of these endorphins. And it's the body's natural painkillers. And when we laugh, we release these endorphins. And it can ease chronic pain and just make us feel good all over. And then number seven here, it produces a general sense of well-being. So doctors have found that people who have a positive outlook on life tend to fight diseases better than people who tend to be more negative. So smile, laugh, and live longer. I thought it was a great article.
Oh, I love that. One of the other effects that I had found out, and I did not know this, one of the articles I read that science has been able to prove, they did a study experimentation on the electrical activity of the brain when we laugh. And what they found was that, and I'll just read this little excerpt, about 4/10 of a second after we hear the punchline of a joke, but before we laugh, a wave of electricity sweeps through the cortex. And what they found to be most significant about this wave is that it carpets our entire cerebral cortex rather than just one region of the brain. So all of our most higher brain may play a role in laughter, perhaps with the left hemisphere working on the joke's verbal content, while the analytical right hemisphere attempts to figure out the incongruity that lies at the heart of much humor.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, we're always talking about, you know, what's left-brained, what's right-brain, and here laughter and love are the two highest vibrational emotions that we have in the physical expression. And here they've actually been able to prove it takes our whole brain to do it. I love that.
Wow. I do too. That is. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like, yeah, yeah. And we, you know, the right side of our brain is how we connect to spirit, right? That's the imaginative side of our brain. Whereas the left is the analytical, logical side. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I had, it's funny, I was talking about this subject with someone just a little while ago, and they were asking me if the spirit world, you know, if they're still, like, comical, if they're still, you know, laughing and find things humorous here, you know, so it's funny. So what are your thoughts on that? How does the spirit world view laughter?
They love it. They love it. They love laughter. They love humor. They use a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
lot of it. They think it's just fabulous because, you know, they see us light up with it so much and everything. But even as a spirit, where, you know, anger and frustration, judgment, all those things are really let go. You can't, that vibration does not hold for them. They also don't have the human body emotional responses, you know, being just spirit energy. But laughter and love are like their thing. It is their vibration, you know, and they think it's like the best damn thing ever. And I've had many, many messages of, even in trance channeling and all of this, and when I've done messages for communities, their thing is, you guys need to laugh more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take everything so seriously. You need
right.
to laugh and lighten up about it. It's, you're in a role to play. We know it sucks sometimes, but you need to see the humor in it as well while you're immersed, because it's not permanent. It's, we go through moments in our lives, and they're like, remember to bring that laughter in. That's when we, like, glow.
Oh, well,
when we're full
that.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. I agree. I mean, even when I've done some channelings, they really stress on, you know, it's exactly it. Find the humor in everything. Play more. Laugh more. Don't take everything so seriously. All of that is, and I've, you know, received those messages for people's loved ones quite a bit, and I hear it a lot, and it's they definitely look at, and they have a different perspective from, you know, where they're at in the spirit world, and
mm-hmm.
so, you know, they, as you said, it's the two, love and laughter are the two highest vibrations, and so naturally, being spirit energy, that's what they're made up of, you know, love and laughter and, you know, unconditional love and understanding and compassion. And they hold all of those, you know, those attributes and that energy. And
mm-hmm.
so they try to remind us in, you know, in these messages that they do give us, how important it is, you know, because it has such an effect on our lives, on our bodies, on our minds. And so, you know, once we understand the effect that laughter has, you know, I mean, I can't imagine if, and it's got to be, I mean, I know I've been in slumps, we all have, it's the way that life is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult when you're stuck in that slump or you feel you're stuck in that slump. So it's hard to find the laughter in things too. But if
right.
you can get yourself out of that space, you know, there's so many benefits to it, and you'll feel better. You won't be stuck in that lower energy, and, you know, because it's a magnet. It really is. And once you're in that lower energy, other things come in that are lower energy, and it's, you know, it just goes in thought forms too. I mean, what you're putting out for thoughts, and, you know, so you wanna maintain that high vibration and, you know, laugh at things, look at things. I mean, find the humor in it. It is what it is. And sometimes we do take life too seriously, you know, and we just do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be that way, you know.
Right.
But it's like
right.
my dad had come through, and it's funny, my dad passed about, I would say it's like almost 9 years ago, something like that. And my dad was a really funny man, very, very funny man. And he had come in. I was doing a reading for a family member. And he had come in. Now, my dad had, you know, came in making so many jokes. And this particular person that I was reading for, I didn't really know very well, okay, in the family, because I didn't grow
yeah.
up with my dad. And he was saying these off-the-wall things. And I didn't know what they meant, but the person that I was reading for, my sitter, was laughing hysterically because it was something between them two, and she would get it, and she knew and understood it, yet I didn't know what was going on, you know, so, but he was saying these off the wall things, showing me these off the wall things, but, you know, it goes to show you, you know, even in spirit, you know, when he was here in the physical, he was very funny, and he continued that, you know, in the spirit world as well. So it was really refreshing to see that, and, you know, and it, like I said, I mean, my sitter knew what he was saying. I had no idea what this was about, and but she laughed so hard, and she was crying. She was laughing so hard, and yeah, it was very funny, very funny. And I really didn't know my father, you know, would have done something like that. Like, so I learned mm-hmm. something. I laughed about it too, you know?
Yeah.
So it was great.
Oh, I love when they do that. I love when they do it because it's so healing. The laughter is mm-hmm. so healing and impactful. I've had sitters who were in deep grief, and the loved one comes in, and, you know, at first there'll be real gentle and loving messages, and then I've had them, like, start to give me some off-the-wall comments and this and that, and I'm like, I don't think I should say that. You know, and I'm sitting in yes. front of the client, and I'm like, I don't think I should say that. And the client's like, what, what? And I'm like, And then I'll go, okay, excuse me, this is not me, so I'm just going to say what they're saying. And I'll do it word for word as I'm hearing it, and I will hear all of a sudden that where they were crying in the beginning, all of a sudden I start hear the giggles, and it gets louder and louder, and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, that is so my loved one. You were getting it before, but as soon as you started with those barbed joking this and that, that is the, that's what they would say. And I'm like, oh, thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you, Spirit, you know. But you can just yeah. feel them shift. They start laughing and everything, and then you feel that energy shift, and it feels so good to be a part of and share, you know. And then they'll keep them going with it, and they'll start reminding them about all the good things and laughing times together and this and that. And they're like, you know, when you think of me, don't think of, you know, when I was ill or when you saw me at my wake. I don't want you to focus on that. But remember when I did this and this and I fell in the mud and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, my God, I know that story. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. This is where they want you to focus. Remember these memories that feel really good, and you can still giggle and go, oh, my God, that was so hilarious. They love it. They're like, that's,
yeah.
that's where we were. That's the moment, you know. So beautiful to see. And by the time you let go of the sitter, the client, you can just feel that they really released the heaviness that they started with, and now they're just like, they're going to go on giggling for the afternoon of, God, my dad or my mom, oh, yeah, I remember that story. And now they start thinking and focusing on those things, and it's so beautiful because now you've brought that joy and laughter back up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know. I did a reading for someone, and their loved one. And it was a very, like, the sitter, just like you were describing, had come in. It was really heavy, and you know, the reading went really well, and you know, gave the evidence and all of that, and you know, some healing messages. And it wasn't until I mentioned there was something specific. Now I didn't have any idea what this meant. And I just, you know, I heard, and then I saw, and then so I relayed what I was hearing and seeing. And this, all of a sudden, my sitter just started bursting out laughing. I mean, it went from, you know, all serious and, you know, and then it just, like, this burst of laughter. And there was this joke amongst, there was, it was about a special dish of food. Mm-hmm. And it was like really random. And so I was like, oh, I'm seeing, you know, I don't know what this means, but I'm seeing this and I'm hearing this, and I had given it and not knowing really what that was. And it was just their loved one's way of bringing in that laughter within the reading. And mm-hmm. I appreciated that so much because there was a lot there, and it just turned it all around. And my sitter was just laughing hysterically, and you know, little did I know what that was about. I mean, she did tell me after, and I was like, oh, you know, that makes sense. You know, so, but they'll do that, and it's hysterical. It really is, you know. And some spirits, as you know, will come in, and their personality, I mean, they will say some of the stuff, and like you said, you just, you don't want to repeat it, you know?
Yeah.
And, I don't hold back. I will give what I get, but I've been uncomfortable, you know, I have to tell you. That is true.
I've had a few that I've been like, this is, how do I, and I've had the sitter go, just say it however they're saying it, it's okay, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to blurt it out, or I'll have spirit just go, keep at me, you need to repeat it like I'm saying it, you have to do it, and you kind of take that breath, and you prepare your client, like, I'm going to repeat this, because they're pushing, I have to just repeat this, you know, and you're like, oh my God, I hope you're not putting me out on a limb here. Okay. And then you deliver it and they're like, that's my dad. Oh my God. And they'll start laughing hysterically and everything. And I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I can't believe that just came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
But the sitter is just like, bingo.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love when that happens too, you know. And the other thing too that was surprising for me was, and of course it makes sense. I mean, of course they would have a sense of humor, but our spirit guides, right, our team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, when I first started, this is before I, this is way, long time ago, before I really knew as much as I know now, you know, with all the schooling and experience and whatnot. But I always thought like our spirit guides were just, just didn't really have a sense of humor. And, you know, it was just very black and white. And, you know, I don't want to use the word strict, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't really know that my spirit guide is one of the funniest people that I've ever encountered. I always just thought I was just all serious, you know?
Yeah.
And the more that I got to know my team and my main guide, he is extremely funny. And the things that he does, I mean, to get my attention, it's unbelievable, you know, what he does. I didn't realize, you know, in the very beginning what was happening. I just thought it was random things happening, and I, you know, didn't really have any answers for him. But I know now. That it was my master guide, you know, doing these things. So it was really funny, and they do funny things to get your attention too, and kind of lighten you up. And it's funny because if you're in one of those, and we all get sad, we all get down, right? It's just a normal thing. It's funny what they'll do is, and I know it's from my experience, but they will literally. Something will happen, and I will be laughing my butt off. I mean, they will direct my eyes to something, whether I'm, you know, on the internet or whatever, you know, or I'll see, witness something extremely funny if I'm out in public. They literally will, my eyes are drawn to something, and I know it's them bringing that laughter into my life, you know, my life to lighten the mood, so to speak, so... And it's amazing what they do, what our team does as well, to bring in that laughter into our lives.
Oh, goodness, yes. Yes. And they will use every tool available for it. Every tool available.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be stressed in my thing. I'll go outside to the yard, and next thing I know, I'll be seeing, like, squirrels throwing stuff at each other. And
yes.
Just like... Seriously, what's going on out here, you know? And you're watching the birds are suddenly playing in front of you, and you're like, this isn't like normal behavior, but you're drawn to that moment, and your eyes get pulled there, and you can't help but just start laughing. You know, I'll have it inside with the animals, the cats and everything, or I go outside and it's just like, oh my God, yeah, I get it. I need to lighten up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't help but just start cracking up at the antics. And you're like, thanks, guys. I needed that.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, they love to, for me, when I'm in the car, they love to play with my radio station, okay? And they literally, it's just like things will start happening, and they do. They play with my phone, too. And I know we talked about this before where Siri will just, you know, just come on for no reason. You know, it's just very, very funny. And I know in those moments, you know, they are trying to make me laugh and get that attention. And it's funny because once I get to that, if I'm being too serious or, you know, I'm just really overly analyzing, which, believe me, I struggle with overanalyzing things. And, I mean, I'm just happy to have patience with me, though, seriously. Not easy. I'm not easy, that's for sure. But yeah, they'll definitely lift that mood up for me, and then it's contagious, right? So once I'm in that better mood, my kids, my daughters, the people around me, you know, it's they start laughing. And, you know, it's just like I said, it is really entirely contagious.
Oh.
And, you know, it's like you gotta, life's really short too, right? And so there's that saying, life's so short. Just, you gotta find the humor in everything and laugh as much as you can. You really do.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. Very much so. I've always been that awkward person that, you know, you'll be at a really serious meeting or function and I can't help but start to giggle. I just can't help it. It'll just come from out of nowhere that I'm like giggling and I can't stop it, you know, and it's just like, I know this is so inappropriate right now and I can't like hold it back. And I've ended up finding that it's like my guides giving me different little things in my subconscious that are making me giggle because I'm in a room that's too heavy. And I'm surrounded by people that are very in a heavy mood, and I can't help. It just starts coming out, and I'm like, I've even done it at funerals. I'm just like, let me go to the back of the room, okay? I gotta go, you know. And I'm just like, what is happening here? And I've got the giggles, and I can't stop them, you know. And I have to go, excuse me, I don't mean anything offensive, you know. But then you start noticing everybody starts smiling. They get that little smirk at first, and then it starts to go to a grin, and then they start to giggle because it is contagious, you know. And I've realized this must be, you know, part of my spirit team helping everybody that's around in the moment, that they're not acknowledging their own spirit guides, you know, giving that prompt. They might be very close-minded to it or whatever. So I'll get this start to happen, and it starts traveling through the room. And you'll notice the energy just starts to shift, and they start going, you know, they start talking about the funny stories. And you're like, okay, all right.
I love that. Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, okay. That's why all right. I got the clue now, you know. Thanks for at least finally including me in the joke since I was being the joke, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, laughter, too, it's a signature of our energy when we're doing it, and I've come to realize this over the years. Because I used to find it really funny. I could be out of touch with someone for, you know, 20, 30 years. Pick up the phone, and they're like, hello? And I'll start to giggle. I'll get the giggles. And they're like, I know this laugh. I can't remember the name, but I know this laugh. Oh, my God. And then all of a sudden I'll hear, is this Shannon? Like, yeah, hi. And they'll start laughing, and they're like, I knew it. I knew that laugh. I would never forget that. I may forget your name. I may forget other factors of when we were friends years ago, but that laugh, I will never forget that. And, you know, it really makes you feel good that that's something somebody remembers you for, the laughter that
yeah.
they heard, and that it's still, as soon as they hear it, it's like, boom, oh, I know this person, I know this energy, I know that laugh, and it makes me feel good.
Yeah. You know? That's awesome.
It also keeps us
so
young.
True, though. Yeah.
It is
yeah,
the
it
fountain
does.
Of youth, people. Laughter is the fountain of youth.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. And, I mean, if we think about it, laughter, I learned this when I did my certification in non-surgical facelift massage. Yeah, I learned how to give a facelift with massage. But
wow.
One of the things you learn in there is the different muscle. One of the things you have to learn is all about the facial muscles, right, and how they work, how different emotions and facial expressions trigger different muscles, because you may have someone that has been, you know, always doing the squint, always doing the frown kind of things. And when you're working those muscles, you're going to want to give a different approach because those muscles have different responses, you know. And one of the things I found out was that laughter is one of the facial expressions that actually engages all of the facial muscles at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So you get the...
And that's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot of muscles
in the face.
That's a lot of
muscles. Yeah.
Yeah. But it lifts the eyes. The eye muscles get lifted up, even though we do the squint with it sometimes and everything, but it works the eyelid muscles so that they don't get as droopy. And if you're getting circles under your eyes, laughter is really good to help dissipate the puffiness, as well as decrease the indentations of dark circles. And it tightens the cheek muscles, the chin and neck. So if you feel like you're getting the gooseneck look, laughter helps tighten all those up. In the chin and all around the mouth, and you can see it on people. You can tell people who bring a lot of laughter into their lives. If you look at them, you'll end up noticing they have kind of a real glow in the face because they've had a lot of oxygen and blood in the muscles and the skin, and they have that kind of youthful glow to them. I mean, they might be 50, 60, 80 years old, but you can see that the lines in the face, as soon as they go to smile, that's where they're from, you know. And so it'll really
right.
work all of that, and it helps. It actually helps you to stay very youthful in the physical form.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
there's
and
so many
see,
benefits.
And what I love is sadness and crying works the muscles the opposite direction. So you'll see more droop, like around the mouth. You'll see more drooping, and the cheeks tend to drop a little heavier and a little faster as the aging process goes. Because when we cry when we're sad, those muscles don't get that same workout. Instead, they end up doing the opposite droop. But laughter brings the tightness, and it stimulates those muscles. It's incredible.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you don't get as many worry lines in your forehead.
Oh, man, but I have those lines, even though I laugh a lot. You know, I'm like, why are they there? You know. And I know why they're there, because I didn't wear sunglasses while I was driving when I was younger, so I would squint, you know, in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And years of that will give you that little furrowed brow, but it's funny, even when I laugh or smile, it's, you know, it doesn't go anywhere, it's still there, you know. I can't get rid of it. Unless I do Botox, but then if I do that, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And then if we think about the energetic body, right? The chakras. And
we were talking about
the physical response, how it works the abs, how it stimulates the different parts of the body. All those energetic centers. Now, the solar plexus is like in our gut is the second brain with a whole bunch of neurotransmitters right around the solar plexus area, right? So if you think about it, when we're in that damn good, just bowling over laughter, think about how that electrical system of the chakras is lighting up, and the solar plexus is just shooting waves through and hitting all of those neurotransmitters into the brain as well, and all the other parts of the body.
Wow. I hadn't even thought of that. So true, though, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, in that heart space, it just is like, hi, I'm here. Yeah.
Now, would that cleanse our aura too as well? Like, would that be, you know, I guess helpful? Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I figured it would. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, like, if you're a person that your aura has been kind of real heavy for a while, no matter what's been going on and everything, and so, you know, some people, they'll kind of pull the aura energy closer to the body, or they're naturally that way. And when laughter is brought in regularly and you're getting from the giggles to the big belly laugh, that electrical system, that energetic body along with our nervous system, the electrical impulses of the nervous system, starts to produce more electrical waves in the auric field. So where somebody the day before could have looked at your aura and say it was kind of muddy and a little grayish, you know, and they're telling you, we know you've been dealing with some heavy stuff, we can see it, it's just, your aura is just kind of like, or you might have some colors, but they seem muted. And then the next day you were having these big belly laughs and the giggles and you were, you know, just having a good old time, and somebody looks at your aura after that, those colors become vibrant and bright again. That cloud cover will shift out. It may, you know, like if you, perhaps you're dealing with a loss, so you might still have a little hint of it here and there, but it'll also show how it's been impacted by those currents and frequencies, that now it's not like this big heaviness. Now it's going to show as just this small bit of sadness, but the colors become brighter. The aura will actually extend out in a bigger field around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it can definitely help your auric field. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. You do too. I do too a lot. Now, do you have any suggestions for people that are listening, like how to bring more laughter into their lives? What are some of the things that they can do, you know, to elevate that vibration?
Yeah. There is putting on a good comedy, whether you like movies, YouTube videos, get yourself some cartoon books. They're still out there, guys. I love good old Calvin and Hobbes. They're so cute. you can even, you know, like there's the Far Side. They have calendars for your desk. So for your office, that's a great one. You know, get some of those little funny calendars for your desk that has a joke a day. Fabulous for the office. Watching animals at play. Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and if you're struggling with it, then find something where you can listen to kids talking about different things. Little kids. they have no filter. There was just a meme I shared the other day on Facebook, and it was a picture of a class of women in a yoga class, and they had the big ball that you sit on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's a picture of all of the women in their exercise class, and they're all sitting on the ball. And the teacher had brought it in. These are second graders. And they were like, title it was their job. And the winning one was don't swallow your chewing gum, your bubble gum. Because to second graders, it looked like they farted out these great big bubblegum balls that they were sitting on. I thought it was so hilarious. I was just like,
that is.
God, I love kids, man. They come up with some of the best things.
I know. They really do.
Yeah. You know,
that's
so
great.
When you
I love
look
that.
At some of those. There's America's Funniest Videos out there. They've got them on YouTube. They're on TV still. You know, look for things like that. A good, funny book. You'll be rolling as you're reading the pages. You know, it's something that if we're not getting it in the everyday just through conversation and contact with others, or if you're needing the alone time, these are really good ways to be able to bring it into your life. And who's going to judge you? Who cares? If you're in your living room laughing until you pee your pants, you're the only one in your living room. Or it might be your partner. Oh, come on. Your partner's seen all kinds of things from you. Who cares? Just enjoy it. You know, these are...
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to laugh at yourself. That's one of my big ones, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at life. Sometimes shit rolls downhill and it lands on your head. But just think about it. Now you're a big pile of fertilizer. Something beautiful can grow out of it. You know, and you just got to laugh and go, okay, all right, universe, that was a funny one. All right, now let's regroup, you know.
Yeah.
Those are the few tips that I have. How about you? You got anything more with those ones or some?
Yeah, I mean, just pretty much the same. I mean, I always look for, you know, like you said, you know, watching a show or, you know, I mean, I'll even just put on a Family Guy, you know, it's just Family Guy makes me laugh. I don't know what it is about it, but when I'm in, you know, in a slump and I need to laugh, I watch Family Guy. You know, that's one of the ones and it's going to make me laugh and I'm definitely going to get out of the funk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, just being around people that are funny, that are uplifting and, you know, because it's like when you're around those people, you feed off each other, you know? So, And if you're looking for that, I mean, if you're that type of person and you're around someone that's funny, it's going to be hysterical. And,
yeah,
you know, when you're around someone that's you know, have that energy. So it's great to do. You know, I guess just have an open mind to seeing the laughter, because sometimes we miss it, right? Especially if we're in that serious mode, we can miss it. And we forget, like we forget to play. And so I think if we add some more play in our own lives, we tend to take things less seriously too, you know?
Yeah.
And we need that. We need that, because life is hard. It really is. It can be hard. You know?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
One of the other ones I love to do is go to a comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to a live comedy show? Oh, my
goodness. Yeah. Yeah. And they always seem to pick me for some reason, right? I don't know why it is. They pick on me. They pick me all the time. So I even like started to sit in the back because I started getting a complex, you know, like what is happening here?
Yeah, if you're in the front row, you're open territory.
Oh, and I didn't know that, you know, but it's fun. It really is a lot of fun. So
yeah,
I love it.
And I've noticed now a lot of the streaming services put out a lot of comedy, stand-up comedy shows for people to see. So if you can't go out to a show and you can't afford the tickets, but you got streaming services, pull some of those up. They are hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's like being in the audience as it is, and you'll be laughing out loud in your living room. One of the last comedy shows that I got to attend in person was George Carlin. I got to see him when I was living in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And his last tour, I got to see him. He was one of the ones, you know, as a child, I heard George Carlin stuff because my parents were into it. My older siblings were into George Carlin. And, you know, that was back in the day when you had to buy the vinyl album of the comedy show and listen to it on the record player. Dating myself here. But we would put it on, and even though as a young person I didn't understand half of his jokes, but because I was with everybody, the whole family, we would just belly roll laughing listening to it. And when I got to see him in person, I was just like, yeah, hats off to you, sir, for making people laugh for your entire life, your career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did have his moments of bringing serious stuff into his routine, but it was always bringing this other spin to it, you know, so you just couldn't help it. You know, a good comedian can keep you just going. You can't get the smile off your face. You walk out of the room and your cheeks are like, I think I'm permanently stuck in this position.
Yeah.
I enjoy,
that's awesome.
I mean, I love a good rock concert to go to. I love a good play or show. You know, when I lived in Vegas, I had the opportunity to see a lot of shows. But I'd have to say the comedy, stand-up comedy, I would scrimp and save my money to go to those over everything else. Because you just can't help it. You got a good comedian on stage, and the entire room is laughing. You come out of that room so high, you're just like, oh my God, I think I'm never going to eat because my stomach hurts from laughing so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the energy there is, you feel it. You know, everybody's laughing. And that energy is amazing. It's a good time, that's for sure.
It is.
And it is. It's awesome.
It makes a great date night.
Oh, yeah.
Makes a great date night.
Definitely.
you know. And even if you're having a date night by yourself for yourself, it's a great date night.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I know I saw a play once with my mom. We went to see this hysterical play. And I'll tell you, that was good too. That was very, very good.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Isn't it nice when you're in a crowd like that
really is.
You're watching something like that? It just, you can hear it and you just start feeling it through the whole thing. And you just have to go, now that was worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
Worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter
funny
did, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, my daughter, when she was in high school, she went to a different type of high school here that had just opened, and so she was studying theater, and they got a certification in their primary study. So she did theater for 4 years, and I would go to the shows, and some of them were a little comedic, and some of them were serious plays and everything, but it got to the point. All of the students knew me because I would go in and I would do massage work on the students before they had to do performances. But then here I'd be out in the crowd and they'd be up there and I would start, they'd do something that was funny in the play and I'd start to laugh and everything. And she had told me after show one time, she's like, Mom, I was standing on stage and the girl next to me, she's like, you know this scene? And I said, yeah, that was hilarious. She goes, yeah, we know it was, Mom. I'm standing on stage and I got everybody whispering to me, that's your mother laughing. I was just like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. She's like, no, it's good. It means they all felt good that they were doing good in their performance. She said, but yeah, Mom. We all heard you out of the audience, you know?
I love that. And you do. You've got the best laugh. It really is contagious, you know? It's true.
Oh, yeah. There was more than once that they were like, oh, who's laughing? And then my daughter would go, my mother. You know, I was like, yeah. We're on stage. We can't acknowledge it, but yeah, that's my mother, you know.
Yeah, my kids will tell me, stop, Mom, you're embarrassing us, you know. and I just can't. I even laugh harder when they say that to me, you know. And
yeah.
They get so aggravated with me. But yeah, oh yeah. That is funny. Very, very funny.
Yeah. My youngest has always been a comedian from the time she was a tiny tot. And her goal at dinner was always to see if she could get a joke. She wasn't like telling jokes. She would just say stuff. And her whole point
mm-hmm.
was to see if it was shocking and funny enough that you would spit your food or your drink. It was like her whole goal. I was like, honey, what is the deal? And she's like, it's funny, Mom. If I could get you guys to spit food or have water come out your nostrils, she says, I know I did good. I'm like, you're terrible. And she's like, and you love it. I'm like, yes, I do. Thank goodness for you. You just. But that would be her whole goal during dinner conversation was to throw stuff at us and random comments or things that happened to see if she could get you to laugh so hard that you would spit your food out.
That is
and
amazing.
And she's still that way
that.
As a grown woman.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, does she still do that?
Yes, she does.
Oh, my gosh. That's just great.
Yeah. You know, I think about it with the kids, though. You know, I'm beginning to think that, you know, there's the study out there now that, it's really good for grandparents to spend a lot of time with the grandchildren when they're little, that it prolongs life, it increases health, and it stimulates brain function and all of these things. And we're having this conversation tonight, and it just like dawned on me of, I bet it's the laughter. I bet that's a big part of it, because as a grandma, my granddaughter makes me laugh so often. My daughter was trying to be serious with her last night. She was in trouble, right? She was in trouble. And my daughter has her by the upper arm and telling her, you know, what she did wrong and do you understand? And she's like, yes. She's 4. Yes. And she's pulling on her arm and pulling on her arm to her mom, you know, trying to yanking her and everything. And my daughter's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And she looks her mother dead in the eye and she says, I'm taking my arm out of your hand. And she looks, and my daughter looks at me and I'm over here like, oop. Covering my mouth, covering my nose. I can't show that I'm starting to giggle, you know, and I'm just turning red. And my daughter's just like, okay, that's what you were doing? Yes, Mommy. I was just taking my arm out of your hand. And then she walks away. And my daughter just looks at me. She's like, and how do I respond to that? And I started laughing. Right. I'm like, good luck with that, baby. Have fun. I can't hold it anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
But they do. They just, they're so, no filter. Things just come through, you know. And I really think that's a big part of how it helps grandparents to have longevity of life, because we're over here, we're not the parents, you know, we get to go, mom and dad handle that part, you know, we're just doing, so they make you laugh so much more than you did with your own kids, and in that point, you're in the whole structure, and you're trying to raise the family, and you're doing all these things, but as grandparents, you're over here going, that was a good one.
The kids are funny, though. They really are. I know, I'm just, as you're telling me this, I'm laughing. My child, right? I got to tell you this one, because this was, and it's still, we laugh about it. We still talk about it. This will be forever in our family, but I'm just cracking up even talking about it. But my daughter, my youngest one, both of my kids were at my mother's house, right? They're outside, and my mom's partner and myself and my mom were in the home. My kiddo, you could see him through the sliding glass door. And there was a chair outside. And my daughter happened to pick up the chair, my youngest, and she went to move it out of the way, oh my God, I'm dying laughing, but she tripped, right? And the chair went flying, and at the same time that this happened, my mother's partner saw the chair flying, so she opened up the sliders, and she yelled at her, stop throwing chairs, and she was, and it tripped, oh my goodness. And she was, and the look on my daughter's face, and she goes, but I'm not throwing chairs, I tripped, you know, so funny. I still cry every time I tell the story, but and I'll kid with my daughter, you know, she'll be moving a chair and we'll tell her, Marissa, stop throwing chairs, you know. I'll never forget the look on my mother's face when she thought Marissa was throwing chairs. Oh my gosh. So funny. So funny. Oh, I mean, she gets herself in these, you know, in these predicaments, and it happens a lot with my daughter.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
It is
great sources of laughter. They are. One day I'm sitting in my living room and I kept hearing cupboard doors open, close, open, close, open, close. And I was home by myself, right? So I'm like, okay. Our one cat, Sadie, she's part Maine Coon. She had learned how to open up the cupboard doors. And she taught the other cats. So I come into the kitchen and I have two islands. So they were in between the two islands. And I look and there's Sadie sitting outside of a cupboard door, laying down. And I'm like, okay, I don't see anybody else. So I stood there for a minute watching her. And inside the cupboard was the other two cats. And so I was watching, and the cupboard, one would push the door open a little bit, and Sadie would look at it, and she's got big paws, and she'd slam the cupboard door shut again. She wouldn't let the other cats out of the kitchen cupboard. They were stuck in there. Every time they tried to open the door, she was sitting right outside of it going, nope. And she'd slam it back shut in their faces. I was just like, I finally move her out of the way a little bit, and I open up the door, and there's little Tika and big old Artie sitting next to each other like, Mom, thank God you're here. We couldn't get out of the cupboard. I laughed so hard by myself in this house. I ended up having to call my husband because I was just like, I got to share this when I could finally breathe again. I'm like, you're not going to believe what your cat was doing. It was so funny. She was just like, whack. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great stuff. Yeah, and kids, the pets.
Yeah.
And they're our kids, you know? The pets are our kids, too, so. But, yeah. And
yes, they are.
It's awesome. It really is. And it, every day, you know, I think if we can find something to laugh at every day, to laugh about every day, you know, it's definitely going to keep us young for sure. And, you know, keep that vibration high too. I think it's so important. Yeah, I love this. So funny. I love her stories.
Yeah. You know, you have to take it when you can get it, you know. Otherwise, mm-hmm. search out for it, because laughter is available all around you. We just have to be open to seeing it. And let it bubble up. Once you start getting that little giggle, let it boil up and just let yourself have that great laugh. I mean, I've had laughs so hard where you ever do the laugh where you're laughing so hard you start to snort?
No, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the more you snort, the more you laugh that you're snorting because you're laughing so hard.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah.
I love those moments.
Me too.
You know, it just feels so good, and you can't have it. You can't help but let it all out. Who cares if you pee your pants? You know, the laugh is worth
yeah.
it sometimes. You see Lynn's message in the chat? Sharing
yeah.
a story about her
yeah.
dad.
He once tried to spear a pickled onion while dining in a very posh restaurant. It shot across the room and nailed a waiter square in the head. Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Oh, that's
awesome.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's, it's good for your sinuses, too, people, because it makes you run and your eyes water.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Oh, goodness.
Those are some great stories. I love it. Thanks, Lynn, for sharing that. I'm still picturing what the waiter looks like.
Oh, goodness. It was
that's funny.
When my daughter first met her partner, we had just had the whole 2013 of a whole lot of major traumas for her and everything, and so we were gonna do sugar cookies. And she had asked me, she's like, you know, do you mind if I invite him and his friend over to come make sugar cookies with us? They were just friends at the time talking. And we're in here making sugar cookies, and they started to get the laughs and stuff like that. Well, then he goes into the half bathroom, which is just off my kitchen, and we're rolling out the dough, and suddenly we hear the ka-thunk, and we're like, what was that? And there's, like, silence in the bathroom, and we're looking at his friend, and we're like, I think you might want to go and check on him on the bathroom. And he goes and he opens the door, and the poor guy had passed out in my bathroom.
Oh, no.
And we were like, oh, my God, are you okay? You know, he had pushed the sink a little bit because it's a pedestal sink. So we get him out and everything. He's like, I've never had this happen before. He's like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, don't worry about it, honey, just come on, you know. And I sat him down at the dining room table, and I'm getting him some water, and I'm like, here, you probably need a little food, blood sugar levels and everything, let's get you thing. And his friend is still at the other island rolling dough, and he's sitting in the chair, and he's looking at me, and he's nodding his head, he's talking to me, and he's drinking a little bit, and then I just turn around to tell the other two, I think we're going to be good. And all of a sudden, he passed out again, and he just, like, flops over the chair, does a somersault, and lands against the other cabinet.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
We were laughing so hard at the same time when we're trying to help him and make sure he's okay. But at the same time, we're trying not to pee ourselves because
like
melted off the chair into a somersault and boom, lands sitting up against the cupboard door. And we're just like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And he's looking at me. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This has never happened at somebody's house before.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm okay, but I think I'm going to just sit right here for a little while, okay? We're like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. You know, before he left, he was like, I'm really sorry for my first impressions. I know they weren't so good. I said, what do you mean? I got two of them, one on the cupboard door, one on the sink. We're good.
Oh, That's awesome.
And we still laugh about that to this day. We'll tease him every now and now he lives with us, you know, so he's like, I'm good, Mama Shan. I'm not going to pass out no more. Not in your house. Okay.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Poor guy. Like, yeah, that was not a good first impression.
No.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so funny. I would have loved to see that.
Oh, my God. I know. It was like, I wish, you know, and here they all had cell phones. I was like, where were your phones in this moment? That would have been, like,
I know
perfect.
It. Oh, yeah.
But you just got to laugh and roll with it. I mean, even when you're in a serious thing, my wedding, here I was being all serious. Going to walk across the aisle. We had it in the backyard, right? So I had to come out my mother's door, go across the concrete, into the grass to the center podium that my husband built. Well, bright idea over here. This woman's like, oh, I'll go get that white aisle paper so you can see the aisle way, you know? Cool. Didn't test it first. In the video, first you see my stepson putting his feet through it. He's like high-stepping, trying to deal with this paper as he's walking his grandmother down. And you see my husband, he's like, mm-hmm, because he's walking with the priest and priestess, you know, and he's already knows something's up with this, so he's sidestepping it. Everybody else is like, uh-huh. And here come my daughters one at a time, and you hear them on the camera. This isn't going to work. This paper is sticking to my shoes. It's sticking to my shoes. Here I am in the house. I'm waiting my turn, you know, and I come out in my gown. I'm all serious, smiling at everybody. I get off the pavement. I'm on the grass part on this paper. And I only had like about a half inch heel on my shoes. Mm-hmm. I take a step. My heel goes through the paper into the dirt.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, I got to keep walking. And I'm looking at everybody in front of me, you know. So I get it out, and I take another step, and the other heel drops down. And I'm like, shit. Okay, and I pulled that one out. I got halfway across, and my right shoe goes so deep in, it won't come out. I'm stuck.
Oh, no.
In the dirt.
No.
With this paper stuck to my shoe.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking at everybody, and they're looking at me, and I just bursted out laughing. I'm like, I am so sorry. I know this is a really serious moment and everything, but I'm stuck in the dirt. I can't get my shoes out.
Oh,
and they all started laughing, and they're like, it's okay, it's okay. I had these, and they were like these little really pretty slip-ons, you know, that are like kind of like a flip-flop, pretty white heel. I had to slip my feet off, get into the grass, and so there's this picture of me off in the grass and my shoes. Stuck in the dirt in the paper next to me. So I just grabbed a hold of my dress and I hooked it up a little bit and I started jogging on the grass to get up there. And I'm like, somebody
oh
my get
God.
My shoes. So my daughter goes over and gets my shoes out of the dirt and brings them to me at the pedestal. And she's like, here, Mom, put your shoes on. Like, pause. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, my gosh. It's perfect, though. It really is. You know?
Yeah.
It's absolutely perfect. And things like that, they happen. And, you know, it's so funny. You got to laugh at it. You got to laugh at it.
You have to, because,
sure.
I mean, it was either cry or laugh. You know,
right.
It was in that moment that it was either I'm going to break down in tears or I'm going to break down in laughter. And I just couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I started laughing so hard. I was just like, I can't get them out. I just can't. Fuck. Oh, goodness. So I highly recommend, if anybody's getting married in a nature setting, don't use the white paper for the royal wedding.
Yeah.
Wear tennis shoes. You'll be good. But, you know, I mean, we have stuff like that that happens, you know, whether it's a serious affair or, you know, a formal dinner like Lynn's dad, you know, you just got to laugh and roll with it, because eventually it's going to be one of those stories. You might be mortified at first, but when you get after that, you're going to be laughing at it so hard and just be like, oh, my God, that's actually, like, should be funniest videos quality, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun, Shannon. This was great to sit here with you and just laugh, share some stories. And it's been a wonderful show. So thank you so much. We're coming to the end of our show here. So just wanted to... you know, just thank you, Shannon, for coming on tonight and sharing these beautiful stories, these funny stories. And I can't wait to listen to the replay after, just to listen in. That laugh of yours is so contagious. It's awesome, and I love it. So, and I love you. So.
I love you, too. And your stories were fabulous. I love them. I love your smile anyway. It's always so contagious to see your smile. And so it's been a fabulous show to share the stories and just have some really good laughs together tonight, you know, after the full moon energy of being so intense and crazy. This was the perfect medicine
so
to end the week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We will be back next week, October 25th. At 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And Shannon, you'll be on next week's show, correct?
Yes.
You'll be on, and Natasha
I'll
should
be
back, too.
I'll be off on November
1st. Okay, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening in, and we will see you next week. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.